Hello, and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Paula King, who is Director of Regulatory Affairs for PharmaLex. She is talking about outsourcing the mature product portfolio. Pharmaceutical companies are increasingly turning to strategic partners to maintain their mature product portfolios. Outsourcing offers cost savings and access to regulatory expertise. It frees internal resources, and it allows businesses to focus on innovation and growth. Paula is an experienced program manager with more than 20 years of regulatory, quality, and compliance experience, working in a variety of leadership roles. She has extensive appreciation of the EU and UK regulatory environments, and she has deep knowledge of all GXP areas. Before we begin, please note that the information provided during this podcast does not constitute legal advice. PharmaLex and its parent company, Cencora, strongly encourage the audience to review available information related to the topics discussed during the podcast and to rely on their own experience and expertise in making decisions related thereto. Paula, it's nice to have you here today. Can we talk at the start to start looking at what has prompted a growing trend towards regulatory outsourcing, and particularly of the mature product portfolio?
Yes, of course, and thank you. I'd say top of mind are cost pressures and the need to focus on innovation. Companies are acutely aware of the need to maintain their mature product portfolio in accordance with the stringent regulatory requirements to keep those products on the market and sustain their long-term revenue growth. As a result, they're looking to domain experts and adopting a strategic approach to regulatory outsourcing. They want partners who can take on the regulatory maintenance of large parts of the established portfolio at the corporate, regional, and local levels. Another trend we're seeing is that as companies acquire portfolios through mergers and acquisitions deals, they often struggle with compliance and remediation of existing products. Outsourcing them can result in more efficient processes, such as migrating those products into the regulatory information management systems and making sure the dossiers are current and more readily available.
You make an interesting point there about support at different levels, as you say, corporate, regional and local. Can you share a bit more about that?
Yeah, certainly. The industry's globalised. Everyone's seen the opportunities that emerging markets offer and has sought to enter those increasingly important regions. However, each market has different submission expectations, compliance requirements, and for example, with regards to CMC activities and product stability, you see a real difference. So they need that on-the-ground knowledge and support of what's required in each region and country. There's also a cost saving to be had by having partners manage local regulatory activities, since it allows companies to scale support as and where it's needed. By outsourcing their regulatory maintenance, businesses can benefit from flexible regulatory knowledge without the burden of managing internal teams. That's particularly important in smaller markets where they don't necessarily need one full-time employee to support the regulated activities.
At the start of our discussion, you mentioned the need to focus on innovation. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that means? In what way does outsourcing enable innovation?
Yes, of course. With strategic regulatory outsourcing of the mature product portfolio, it lets companies focus their internal teams on the innovative drug development programs and their company's strategic imperatives. Strategic outsourcing partners also foster process innovation, enabling those companies to achieve greater efficiencies through their operations. We can also create opportunities for implementing digital advancements, including automation, AI, and cloud solutions, which enhance collaboration and information sharing.
Can you share some other benefits companies look to get from their strategic partners?
I'd say an important opportunity is to adopt a holistic approach to the breadth of activities required to support a product across its life cycle. These can include management of other activities, pharmacovigilance, for example, ongoing adverse event reporting, handling the annual product quality reviews, and in fact, all of the activities needed to maintain a product's license. Additionally, the combination of regulatory and scientific expertise with advanced technological capabilities provides significant advantages for cost-effectively managing those established products from start to finish. It means critical functions, be they safety, regulatory compliance, quality, can all be managed cohesively rather than as isolated tasks, and that in turn, of course, creates economies of scale. The other piece of this is that an integrated strategy supports ongoing improvement and enhanced quality assurance, which better positions companies for future modernisation. That's, of course, a really important consideration given the push by our health authorities, including the EMA in Europe and MHRA in the UK, to look at how they can leverage AI to guide their regulatory decision making.
For all the benefits that outsourcing the mature portfolio brings, I've no doubt there are challenges to consider. Can you share some of those with the audience?
Yes, you're right. Any significant outsourcing initiative shouldn't be entered into lightly. I'd say one of the most notable issues is that processes and systems between the pharma company and its outsourcing partner sometimes don't align. But this can be carefully avoided with some forethought. First, the outsourcing partner needs a clear understanding of how the company works, what its expectations are, as well as a full insight into the mature product portfolio. We found one way this can be addressed is by having the outsourcing partner embedded within the program management team at the company organization to develop a truly comprehensive understanding of the products and processes in place. The ongoing collaboration between both parties is also key, particularly IT functions who can work together to resolve some of those systems issues. Outsource management of the product portfolio also requires a well-prepared governance structure to manage every activity and ensure that oversight. You need to define key performance indicators and, of course, have a point of escalation should issues arise. Outsourcing is a shared endeavour, so it should be treated as such, with a project team that brings together a primary contact at the vendor and one at the pharmaceutical company, and they work in partnership to ensure the requirements and objectives are being met. All global teams, any regional hubs carrying out the maintenance activities, should be reporting into that project team and getting their guidance from them. And as said, of course, it should be overseen within that well-defined governance structure, which needs to be steered by senior representatives from both organisations to make sure the direction's correct, the KPIs have been met, and most importantly, that high standards are maintained.
Thank you very much for that, Paula. Can you sum up for our audience what a good outsourcing partnership should look like?
I'd say it comes down to outsourcing that leverages the expertise of specialised partners. This is what allows companies to reduce their costs while enhancing their capacity to respond to the complexities of the global markets. A strong partnership can give companies access to process innovation through digital capabilities, such as AI and cloud solutions, whilst freeing up their internal resources to focus on new product innovation. With more companies seeking to outsource regulatory activities for their mature products, the emphasis really must be on building that relationship and trust and flexibility. A holistic approach to regulatory outsourcing creates a powerful platform, allowing the company to continue their innovation, process improvement, and competitive advantage. And with a trusted partner, companies are better positioned to adapt to a shifting regulatory landscape, expand into new markets, and take advantage of innovative technologies to streamline processes across the enterprise.
Thank you so much, Paula, for sharing your knowledge and insights about outsourcing the mature product portfolio with our audience. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. PharmaLex serves the pharma, biotech, and medtech industries, guiding our clients through the entire product lifecycle, from early strategic planning, non-clinical and clinical, regulatory submission processes, and post-approval activities. Please make sure you subscribe so that you can join us for future podcasts.